Okay, good morning, everybody. We are continuing Sha'arim B'Tfila, our Wednesday morning coffee, donuts, and 10 minutes of inspiration. In case anyone is concerned, the coffee and donuts are kosher as they are every single week, despite what you might read online. Okay, Sha'arim B'Tfila, we're on page Kuf, Samech, Gimel. In the Pirkei Siyum, Rav Pinkus has been concluding his magnificent work, Sha'arim B'Tfila, inspiring our prayer connection with the Almighty. We last left off, again he was continuing with the thought of the Nefesh HaChaim, that when a person, a human being, builds something, they don't continue a relationship with that which they built. But Hashem Yisbarach, when the Almighty builds the world, first of all, He doesn't have the benefit of buying or ordering the ingredients or the materials. He has to create them. God's greatness is creating the world ex nihilo, something from nothing. And then that which He creates, He maintains and sustains a relationship with. And we only continue to exist due to the kindness, the goodness of the Almighty. V'nimtza me'ata. She'atzim mitziyuso shel kol davar v'davar nimdad ad kama mechuvanu v'omed mul ha'kedusha. If we, using Rav Pinkus' metaphor, if we are a mirror, and we are designed to reflect the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, the Tzelem Elokim within us can reflect God's greatness. The more we position our mirror opposite Him, the greater we project and promote and express godliness into the world. The more our mirror is not opposite Him, is on an angle away from Him, is not aligned with Him, or is altogether in a different room, or a different building, or a different continent than Him, then the less godliness we project into the world. Our very mission, our purpose in existence, is Kvod Shemayim, is to repair and to improve the world, to fulfill God's ultimate design for that world. A world of honesty and integrity and goodness and kindness. A world of discipline, a world of dignity. A world of all the values of Torah that are taught through Shabbos, Kashrus, interpersonal dealings, and so on. So when we are that mirror, the more we position ourselves to reflect Hashem in the world, the greater the Kiddush Hashem we produce. And the less we do so, Chalila, the bigger Chilul Hashem we contribute towards. We say in Az Yashir every morning, it's in our parsha, Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shemo. God Ish Milchama, Rashi says, means Baal HaMilchamos. God owns all the wars. God can manipulate the world however He wants. But how do we fight God's war? Not a holy war, not a war against people, but a war to make the world a better place. How do we conquer the war with ourselves, our own? Because before we can tell others how to behave and try to change the world, the most efficient, productive, correct, moral way to change the world is to change ourselves. So the real battle is not with the world, the battle is ourselves. If we would each take responsibility to be the best version of ourselves, to win the battle and war with ourselves, we would as a result change the war. So Hashem Ish Milchama, but how? What's the weapon of choice, Rashi says in the Parsha? The Klei Zayin, the weapons are not guns and cannons and tanks and missiles, but rather Hashem Shemo. It's the name of Hashem. What is the name of Hashem? It means the expression of Hashem in this world. That's why we call it Kiddush Hashem. Chilul Hashem. Hashem, the name of Hashem. And the name is a symbol of how we perceive and how we express Hashem in this world. So we are a mirror. And the greater we reflect and promote godliness, the Tzelem Elokim in us, the qualities, the values of Hashem, the more we repair His world. That's what it says, Zekeli v'anveyu. Anveyu b'mitzvos, the Chazal understand, how is it that we glorify Hashem? Zekeli, this is my God, I want everyone to know. I want you to know about my perfect, omnipotent, infinite, amazing, kind, generous God. And how do I promote God in the world? The anveyu is to imitate Him. Chazal say that I should be like God. The greatest form of flattery is imitation. Elsewhere, Parshas Re, it says, "Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu." They have to follow Hashem. which the Gemara wonders, is it possible to really follow Hashem? Can you walk in footsteps so great, so large, so inconceivable, so incomprehensible? To which Chazal conclude, yeah, the way that you follow Hashem is to imitate Him. Mahu rachum avatar rachum, mahu chanun avatar chanun. So Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, asks, why do I need two drushas? Acharei Hashem alakechem teilechu, to follow Hashem, be like Him, and zekei livan veyu, be like Him. Isn't it redundant? And he concludes, no, the two drushas are teaching us two separate things. One is on the outside. Be like Him. Hashem clothes the naked, you should give clothes to the poor. Hashem visits the sick, visit the sick. Hashem comforts the mourner, you comfort the mourner. That's Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Follow Hashem, imitate Him. What does He do? How does He occupy, so to say, His time? We should fill our time similarly. But Zekeli Vanveyu goes another step above. You could imitate Hashem superficially and externally because you're trying to win favor, you're trying to do the right thing, you want to get merit and check marks, but you don't really feel it. You're not an empathic person, you don't have sympathy, you don't feel the pain of others, you're not Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro. Zekeli Vanveyu is a step above. Don't just go through the motions of imitating God, but transform yourself to feel the feelings that Hashem wants us to feel. Mahu rachum avatar rachum. We need to intuit kindness and generosity and giving the benefit of the doubt and not judging others and acting in a way in which we want others to act upon us. So we are judged. We've done a whopping one sentence so far. We are judged and we are measured. Nimdad ad kama mechuvan ve'omeid mul hakedusha. We are a mirror. Our entire life is a platform to be able to reflect and promote God, godliness, God's qualities to the world. To the degree that we are judgmental, obnoxious, to the degree to which we violate Hashem's will, interpersonally in our relationship with Him, our mirror is out of alignment, we have violated our very purpose for existence. And the degree which we are a faithful mirror, we imitate Him, we are like Him, we make the world meet the design, the plan that He had for it, then we have brought a greater sense of godliness into the world. I was never one of those kids, but there are kids who play with the magnifying glass and the sun and the ants. They try to make them burst into flames outside. You take the magnifying glass, you intensify the rays of the sun, you can make a blade of grass go on fire, you could, God forbid, make a little one of God's creatures burst into flames. You take it, we are that magnifying glass. Kadosh Baruch Hu is that intense ray of light. We magnify it, and we could set the world on fire in a positive way of bringing light and warmth to the world. Moshe's greatness is, his mirror was aligned with Hashem. Peh el peh. Moshe reflected exactly what God wanted him to reflect into the world. V'chein maimer Harsinai. We collectively, the Jewish people at Harsinai, ponim beponim diber Hashem imachem. We at that moment were so aligned, so in tune, so parallel, so consonant with Hashem, that we understood His will for us, and we were committed to the mission of reflecting Him in the world. Shezu Aisa Pasega Samala, Piska Samala, Shaidei Chen Shomid Panam Apanam Mula Kedusha, Mishtakev Bo Kavod Shemayim Bamida Ayoser Nisgava. If we are dedicated to Kavod Shemayim, if our life is about reflecting greater godliness in the world, drawing others closer, attracting people to see, to understand, to be like Him, then we have to ask, what would He do? How would He react? How would He behave? What does He want from me? That's a question we ask ourselves every day. How can we contribute to Kavod Shemayim? Somebody slandered us. Somebody misjudged us. Somebody's inappropriate towards us. We read in our parsha, I said it yesterday in the parsha shir, Michamocha bo'ilim Hashem, Michamocha be'ilmim Hashem. The Gemara Gittin says, you know what God's greatest strength is? God could whack anyone He wants. God could knock him out. God can make them disappear. God can manipulate the world. God's strength is not reacting with the same venom or vitriol or harshness. God's strength is Michamocha Ba'ilim Be'ilmim. And Ilaim is a mute. When God says, you know how strong I am? Say whatever you want, insult whatever you want, fling whatever you want. I won't get into the dirt with you. I won't get into the mud with you. I'm silent. Mi chamocha be'ilmim. And we learn from here it's a godly quality. To be min ha'ne'alavim ve'enam ovim. Shomim cherpasam ve'enam meshivim. We learn from here when somebody is mistreating and insulting and saying distortions and lies, that the response to be godly, if you want to be a mirror reflecting godliness, is silence. Go about what God wants you to be doing. Hashem has a plan for you. Be that mirror that reflects Tzelem Elokim in the world. Don't be distracted. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu did with Titus HaRasha, the Gemara in Gittin. Michamocha be'ilmim, it's what he wants from us. And I end with this. I said it yesterday. We say in the Amida every day, Vilim kalalai nafshi sidom. Those who curse me, let my soul be silent. Where can a person find the strength to be silent when they are enduring that? By tapping into their soul. We are Tzelem Elokim when you're a mirror. When you position yourself to be a mirror, aligned opposite the Ribono Shel Olam, and you seek and dedicate your life to reflecting Him in this world, you find the strength to be like Him. Michamocha bo'elim, michamocha be'ilmim. Our mission every day is to be mar bekvot shamayim, to contribute to repairing the world with positive energy and good thoughts and Hashem's design for the world. And we do that by being a reflection of Him, asking ourselves each moment of every day, what would Hashem want from me? Have a fantastic day.